Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for our morning rosh yeshiyachu. The schus chayu chavit fege, as michayu disbasiya b'soch shachol yisrael, and the schus Moshe Rabbeinu Yisrael Moshe Mordechai, who's seen a bracha bas Esther Hadassah, the schus Moshe Ben Reizu Yitzchak Ben Bracha, and coming up in just minutes is the yortzeit of Moreinu Rabbeinu. Hagaon Hamuflag Hamuflag Mamish Chad Bedara Harav David Manzatzal. So this Torah is based on his teachings. Should be, of course, Lili Nishmaso. We have Parsha Shlach coming up this week. Perik Yud Yemo Pasuk Yud Aleph L'Matei Yosef L'Matei Menashe Gadi Ben Susi, talking about the people who went to spy out the land, and the Mefarshim already are omit on the question, the Alshich, the Meshechachma, others. Why does it say only here, the Matei Yosef? The Matei Yosef, the tribe of Yosef. And then it says, Mata Menashe, obviously Menashe is Yosef's son, so he's from Mata Menashe Yosef. So only here it says, the Matei Yosef. But earlier on, Pasuk Ches, it says, L'matei Ephraim, Hoshea Binun. And it does not say, L'matei Yosef, L'matei Ephraim, Yeshua Hoshea Binun. So why Dafka by Matei Menashe, it says, L'matei Yosef, and not Matei Ephraim? Pasuk Tezayin, it says, Eilish Moshe HaNashim, Shesholach Moshe, Lassarus Aretz, V'yikra Moshe, L'Hoshea Binun, Yehoshua. That these are the names of the people that Moshe sent to scout out the land. And Moshe called Hoshea bin Nun, Yehoshua. Rashi brings from the Gemara in Soita, and the Flamet Dalet Omud Beis, Shehispalel all of Moshe, Ka Yoshi Acha, Me'atzas Miraglim, that he davened for him, that God should save him. That's Yehoshua, Kayoshi Achai Yirnenehe. God should save you from the Eitzah, from the bad counsel of the Miraglim. Yisiv Sechachamim explains what the Hechreach is for that, what compelled Rashi to say that in the Gemara. We have to understand why he davened the Dafka for Yehoshua and not for everybody. Befrat, why did he not also daven about Kalev? This is discussed in them by the Maral Shan Sota, the Kriyakar over here, by the Yetz Yosef and Ein Yankif Od, and Targum Yonason, he writes famously, Katchama Moshe and Visanuse, Koho Moshe lo Yishea bin Nun, Yeho Yishua. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw his Anova, when he saw the Anova of Yishea bin Nun, he called him Yehoshua. And it doesn't make sense to us what the meaning of Anova here is. And therefore he's not Hoshea, he's Yehoshua. So this is discussed in many Sfarim, what the Anova is. And that's what compelled Moshe to call him Yehoshua. So we'd like to understand that as well. Later on, Pasuk Lamed, Kedarkenu B'Kodesh, Kederech Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Zatzal, we pile up the kashas, and then we present the Mahalach to answer all the questions. It says, Vayas Kalev Esa'am, Al Moshe V'Yomer, Aloi Na'alev Yorashno Esa, Ki Yachol Nuchala. And Kalev quieted the nation to Moshe, and he said, we will certainly go up and inherit it, because we are able to do so. Before we have to understand why only Kalev said it and not Yehoshua. My time Amar Ze Rak Kalev, Lo Yehoshua, Rak Kalev Amar, Aloy Na'alev Yerashno Yisoki Yochel Muchava. Yehoshua didn't say it, but Yehoshua was also against the other Meraglim, so Mapitom only Kalev. So the Gemara in Soito and Daf Lamed Hem and Aleph says, "Vayad shehesitam b'dvorim." Vayas means that he persuaded the people with his words. Vayas hesitam. Pasach Yehoshua the Komishtai. How did he do so? So Yehoshua began to address the people. And as he was speaking, they said to him, Dain, this person, Resh Kitiah, who has a severed head, in other words, he has no children. Yamalel, he's going to be talking about coming into Eretz Israel. He has no future to worry about. We do. Amar, so Kalev said to himself, Im Mishta Eina. Amri b'milsa b'chasminli. If I speak, they will also say something about me and stop me from speaking. So he began to speak to them and he said, is this the only thing that the son of Amram has done for us? So they thought that he's going to relate something to discredit Moshe. And then in the end, he ended up saying, get the Zach, and he took us out of Egypt, let the sea, fed us man. So that's Pshat, says the Gemara, in why Kalev Dafka spoke and not Yehoshua. Later on, chapter 14, verses 6 and 7, it says, V'Yehoshua ben Nun, Kalev ben Yefune, Min ha'noshim ha'torim mesa'oretz, Koru bigdeyem, V'yoymru el kol adas b'nei Yisrael leimo, Ha'aretz asher avarnu ba, Losur oisa, Toivo ha'oretz, Me'eid, me'eid. And Yehoshua bin Nun and Kalev ben Yefune from the people who scattered out the land ripped their clothing, and they said to all of the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying that the land that we have passed in it to scout it out is very, very good land. So we see that Yehoshua here is talking to Yehoshua bin Nun. So why here is only Kalev talking? Whereas later on, Yehoshua spoke as well. Where is Yehoshua here? We also have to understand. Pasuk Vav. Chaim HaKadosh says, who asks, why does it say, V'Yehoshua, etc.? Min ha'anashim ha'torim es ha'aretz. It's pashut, shehayu min ha'torim es ha'aretz, like we see in the whole parasha. So why is that emphasized dafka over here? Moreover, Pasuk Lamed that we mentioned earlier, it doesn't say with regard to Vayas Kalev Es Ha'om that he is Min HaTorim Es Ha'aretz, that he is the one who scattered out the land. So why is it written in Pasuk Vov and not in Pasuk Lamed by Kalev? But it is written by Kalev and Yehoshua, Yehoshua Binun B'Kalev Ben Yefunim and Hashem Atar Aseretz Kar Bigdei. Now in Perek Yedalid, Pasuk Aleph, state in Pasuk, Vatisa kol ha'om, Vayitnu es koilem, Vayivku ha'om, Balayla ahu. So we have to understand, the Pasuk opened up with, B'chol kol ha'eda, Vatisa kol ha'eda. And then it concluded with merely, Vayivku ha'om, not kol ha'eda, just the nation cried. First, Batisa kol ha'edam, they lifted up their voice, Vayitnu es koilam, and then Vayrak Vayivku ha'am. Should have said Vayivku kol ha'eda b'laylahu. This is discussed by the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the Alshef HaKadosh. Now Rashi explains that it says kol ha'eda, what's it referring to? It's referring to the Sanhedrois. So according to that, when it says Vatisa Kol Ha'eda, it's not referring to the nation, but rather Nitzigei U'Miyatzgei Ha'am Shehem Sanhedraot. It's talking about the representatives of the people, the judges. And on that, it also says Vayivku Ha'am. The nation cried. So, okay, we're talking about different people. Why does the pasuk split them up into two? And also, according to this, it says in pasuk Beis, Vayilonu al Moshe ve'al Aharon, Kol b'nei Yisrael, Vayoimru, Aleihem kol ha'eda, Lu masnu be'eretz Mitzrayim, O b'midbar hazeh, Lu masnu. So here also it says that they complained against Moshe and Aaron, all B'nai Yisrael, and the whole Eidah said to them, Lu masnu be'eretz Mitzrayim, oh, that we should have died in Eretz Mitzrayim, or in the Midbar. So here also, Nitchalku advarim. So when it says, Vayilanu al Moshe ve'al Aharon, Kol B'nai Yisrael is Kol B'nai Yisrael. And then Vayomer Aleihem, it says Kol Ha'eda, it's done in Sanhedrois. So L'chaira, that's not Pshat in the Pasuk, that they're two different groups. Because L'chaira, the Lumasno, is referring to even the beginning of the Pasuk. So why does the Pasuk split it up into two? They both said it. So why does the Pasuk split it up into two? And first there's Kol B'nai Yisrael, and then there's Kol Ha'eda. Now, in Pasuk Zion, it says, Vayoimru, El Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael Le'mor, Ha'aretz Asher Avarnu Balosu Reisa, Toivo Ha'oretz Ma'id Ma'id. So here we have a Dibur, Gam El Kol Adas. What does it say? And they said to all of Adas B'nai Yisrael, which Rashi says means the Sanhedros. And we also have Adas, and we also have B'nai Yisrael. Earlier on it says, Vatisa Kol Ha'eda, and then Vayivku Ha'am. So the Ada is the Sanhedros. And then it says here, Vayter, B'nai Yisrael. And that's all the Jewish people. So apparently there are two Diburim, one to the Eidah and one to B'nai Yisrael. So what's the Chiluk? What was said to the Eidah and what was said to B'nai Yisrael? It's Hacheni, it says in Pasuk Yud, Vayomru kol ha'Eidah lilgom oisem v'avonim u'kvoid Hashem nira v'oyel moyed el kol B'nai Yisrael. Shenemar davar rak klapei kol ha'Eidah lo klapei B'nai Yisrael. Shegam aleihem divru Yehoshua v'kolev k'mevua kanav Pasuk Zayin. So here, it only says, Vayomru kol ha'eda, to stone them. And the glory of God appeared in Ohel Moed to all the Jewish people. So why did all of the Eda say to stone them and not everybody? Listen, if it's good to stone these guys, as far as the people are concerned. If it's good to stone them, so let everybody say stone them. Why only the Sanhedros? To explain all of this, said Moreno Rabbeinu as follows. The beginning of the Meraglim, Pesukim Chavav to Chavtes, doesn't say anything about Hotzaz Dibal Aretz. Is it good? Is it bad? Ba'ad Rabba, they praise the land and the fruit and the people living there. The issue was, can we capture it? And on that it says, in Pesukim Lamed, Lamed Aleph, V'yaz Kalev Asa'am, V'yomer Alonala V'yarashnu Asa, Ki Achol Nuchala, V'anashim Asher Olu Imo Amru, Lo Nuchal Lalois El Ha'am, Ki Chazaku Mimenu. The Gemara Seite says, page 35a, Al Tikri Mimenu ela mimenu. Kiviyochol afilu bal arbayis. Eino yochol lahotzi es kelev misham. That even the bal arbayis, meaning, don't read that he's, that the people on the land are stronger than us, but they're stronger than the Rabbanu Shalom Chas V'Shalom. So they said, he can't take his kelim out of there. And only after Divrei Kalev, tis in Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vayotziu Dibas Ha'oretz, Asher Toru Oysel, Bnei Yisrael Leimor, Ha'oretz, Asher Avarnu Ba, Losur Oysel, Eretz, Oicheles, Yoishveo Hi, Ve'chol Ha'on, Asher Ro'inu B'soicho, Anshei Midois. And they spoke disparagingly of the land that they scouted out to the Jewish people, saying, the land that we passed through to scout it out is a land that consumes its inhabitants. And all of the nations that we saw in it are Anshei Midos. They are very big people. So the issue here is not vis-a-vis Hashem's capability, Hashem's capacity, but rather vis-a-vis the land itself. That it's an Eretz Ocheles Yoshveh. It's a land that consumes its inhabitants. And there's no reason to go there as God promised us. So these are two separate issues. Number one, the issue of Hashem's capability. And that's what it says in Pasuk Chaf Ches. Efes ki az ha'ama yoshev b'tziya ba'aretz. Ve'orim b'tzurois g'doylois ma'oid. Gam yelidei ha'anak re'inu sham. In other words, they're very strong. We're not going to chazak u'mimenu, it says Vayter, right? We're not going to be able to beat them. They're so big and strong. So Hashem has no yecholas kibiyocha chas v'shalom chas v'shalom. Hashem has no capacity to help us. And then Vayter, they spoke klapei ha'oretz as vis-a-vis the good of the land, and it says vayotziyu. And this is Mavur Heitev B'Divrei Ramban, the Pasuk Lamed Beis, Ayin Shem B'Ramban, VeBezrat Hashem Yitba'er Lehalan. And we see this Mefurash in the Gemara, in Meseches Erchin, and after Tesvov Umud Aleph, Ayin Shem Tanya, Omer Rav Lezer Ben Parta, Bo Ra'i Kama Godol Koyach Sheloshen Hore. Come and see how great is the power of Lashon Hara. Minalan, how do we see this? Mimeraglim. We see this from the Meraglim. Uma hamotzi shemra al etzim v'avanim kach, al chaveiroi al achas kamo v'kamo. If somebody is motzi shemra on etzim and avanim, this is what he gets, an Eretz Yisrael. So, al chaveiro, and your motzi shemra, and your friend, most certainly. So you see what happens when you speak badly about someone disparagingly. In fact, the Gemara mi'mai, d'ilma, mishul d'rabi chanin abal popo, d'im chim abal popo, d'ov gadot d'ibur magin lois yishol. D'chsiv ki chazakum imenu, ki v'yochol ba'al abayis, einu yochol loitzi kelev mishom. No, it wasn't because they spoke badly about Eretz Yisrael. It's because they spoke about Hashem. That's kfire. So that was the issue. The issue was their kfire, not their speaking negatively of the land. Ah, al dibas ha'oretz she'otziyu. So Rabbi says, the name of Rish Lakish, the Pasuk says, 1437, and the people who were Motzi'ei Dibas Ha'aretz Ra, the people who spoke disparagingly of the land, died in a Mageifa, in a plague before Hashem. So what do we see from here? That they died because they were Motzi Dibas Ha'aretz Ra. It's because of the Lashon Hara. Al Kol Panim, Mefulish lehedya basugye, sheyesh kan two different sins. One is a chisolon be'amune, they lacked belief in Hashem's capacity to help them. They didn't trust Hashem. And number two, lashon hara, that they spoke negatively about Eretz Yisrael, as we see from the Pesukim. So that's Gevaldik. However, it would appear that when it says in Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vayotziu Dibas Haoretz Asher Toro Sa'el Bnei Yisrael, that they spoke disparagingly of the land that they scouted out to Bnei Yisrael, so this is Klapei Bnei Yisrael. And this, we see in the Ramban and Ba'arichus in the Yalkut Shimoni, Shepizru Atzman B'toich Shifte Yisrael Bo'aleim, Vayu Oimrim Lo'om, She'eretz Oicheles Yoishveo Hi. They scattered themselves among the tribes of Israel in their tents, and they were saying to the nation that this is a people, this is a land that eats its inhabitants. So you see they're talking to Bnei Yisrael. So it would appear, according to this, that the Eda were the Roshei Ha'am U'Manhigav, the leaders, vis-a-vis them was the first inyan, a lack of emuna in Hashem's yecheles, chas v'shalom. Ukum avor v'pasuk chava v'yelchu v'yeshivu oisim davar v'eskol ha'eda v'yein ba'al shech shekshe shekevin shekvan katuv v'yelchu v'el kol ha'adas Yisrael v'may chozer v'yomar v'eskol ha'eda. So it says here that they went and they gave a report, Pasuk Chavav, to the Eda. So the Al-Sheikh asks, it already says that they went to the Jewish, to the Jewish people. Why does it say Velkol Eda? It already says Velkol Adas Yisrael. Why does it say Ves Kol Aida when it already says El Kol Adas Yisrael? So the answer is that their report of, as we see further in the Pesukim, Efes Ki Az when they said in Pasuk Chofches Efes Ki Az Ha'am Hayoshev Ba'oretz, when they said that it's a very, very difficult people, they're very, very strong people in that land, they were speaking to the Eda. Who's the Eda? According to Rashi, the Sanhedros, the Manhigim. Because they are the ones in charge of the Mocham and the Kibush. They are the leaders. So this was only Klape, the leaders. Because vis-a-vis the leaders, the issue is their ability to capture. Because they're Klape Ha'eda Shem Sanhedros. So, they were, when speaking to the Eda, the Sanhedros, the raid was, the issue was, but when it, with regard to the nation, with regard to the people, their Iker Inyan was the land that was promised to them. And since Lo Haya Inyanam B'Kibush, Ratzu HaMeraglim Veda Liknois HaLeif HaAm Shechashu Aleim, Sheolai Ken Yaminu B'Koach Hashem, Yoshua Kalev Mechazkim et Libam, like the Ramban says. ולזה הוציאו דיבה בשקר כדי לבטל על יוסם על קופון, הבנים שיעמדו אחרי החלוט עזרו שיום שהם עדה לא שוב למצרים. In other words, that as far as the capture goes, maybe they'll believe and they'll be strengthened by Yeshua and Kalev, they can capture the land. So in order to put them behind the leaders who don't want to go into the land because they don't believe in the Kekoch of Hashem, so they were Motzi Dibas Ra al Aretz. They spoke badly about the land. They wanted, let's go back. So they wanted that the people should want to go back to Mitzrayim. They wanted that the people should be Moes Be'eretz Chemda, and then they'll agree with the Chazara L'Mitzrayim. And that's what it says, Vaydabru Bnei Yisrael. They spoke to the Jewish people to get the Jewish people to be against going against the land. So as far as the Kibush goes, God's power, so that's the Rosh Ha'am. And then when it comes to the nation, so they're not as concerned about the war, they're not in charge of the war, but they're just they're going to go into the land. So therefore they were spoken to, and Eretz Yisrael was spoken negatively to them, about negatively to them. And this is all Mavur in the Ramban. Pasuk Lamed Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Ayin Sham. V'se mevuar b'ma shekatav la'alan b'perek yudalet, Pasuk Lamed Vav ve'anoshim, asher sholach Moshe, losur esa oretz, v'yashuhu v'yalinu alav, es kol ha'eda, Lohitzi Dibo al Ha'oretz. And the people who Moshe sent to scout out the land came back and they made the whole nation complain to be Motzi Dibo al Ha'oretz. Yerachaim HaKadosh says the whole Pasuk Lechor is Miyutar. We already know that Moshe sent these people, and the whole thing the Pasuk says it already says earlier. So the answer is that it says a lashon of hafel, vayashuvu, vayalinu, shenyan ze lo sheikh legabei chisaron emuna, shebezeh o shemaamin, o sheino maamin, v'rak legabei dibat haaretz b'sheker, they made a pa'ula sheyalinu, they wanted them to complain. And it says in the pasuk here that they did pa'ulas, that they should all be in a matzav of the Eda. In other words, that they didn't want to go up to Eretz Yisrael. So by being Motzi Dibas Haaretz, they put them with the Rosh Hashanah, with the leaders. The leaders don't want to go up because of a lack of Emunah. And here, Vayashuvu Vayalinu Alav is called Aida. Lohitzi Dibas Haaretz. They wanted, by saying Dibas Haaretz, they're going to be Mitzdarif, the people are going to be Mitzdarif, are going to join the leaders. They're going to join the leaders in not wanting to go up to Eretz Yisrael. And that's a hakdama to their misa. And why was what was their misa for? Mitzah diba saretz v'loshen hara, like we see in Rashi, by Amusu b'magefa mida k'neged mida, that their tongue got really, really long, and the gory death that they died because they were motzi diba saretz. So it says here that misasim was alosir saretz haisa. In other words, because they went to scout at the land, they did a good land. So now did they lie about the land and say it's not a good land? But they were mafil b'tzluna, it's called B'nai Yisrael. They got the Jewish people also to say it's a bad land. And that's why they died with the Magefa, this plague, because of Motzi'ei Dibas Haaretz Ra. Like the Gemara says in Erechin, that they died out speaking badly about Eretz Yisrael. And that's what it says in Pasuk Chav Zayin, Ad Masai le'edo ha'roa ha'zois. For how long? For this evil Eda. Who is the Eda? The Meraglim, like Rashi says. In other words, they're being subversive. They're causing the Jewish people also to speak badly about Eretz Yisrael. That's Flunos Bnei Yisrael Shem Linim. Shemati Loshin Kibalti. But I heard these terrible complaints against Eretz Yisrael. This terrible it says Divan Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Maragun died. And now it's Hashem speaking. Okay, so we have the beginnings of a Mahalach in this parasha. And we'd still like to flesh this out more. And there's still a lot more to say. So please stay tuned, and we will see continuing the flows of Mitaras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.